in 132 days, you may realize your identity was stolen. 18 to 24-year-olds take that long on average to realize they've been targeted. Their parents figure it out within 50 days, according to Javelin Strategy and Research. 20-somethings accounted for the most identity theft complaints. Almost 60,000 cases of stolen personal information were reported to the Federal Trade Commission last year. Consumer advocate Adam Levin says it's no surprise under 30-somethings accounted for the most identity theft complaints. After all, your personal information is all over the place, starting with social media and online quizzes. BuzzFeed responses could unlock a bank account security question. Levin says it's not even safe to reveal your favorite color or cat's name.
It's almost like components of a nuclear weapon. In and of themselves, many of the components are completely harmless, but when assembled all together, they're lethal.
Levin says online activity is one reason why identity theft has become inevitable.
Breaches are rapidly becoming the third certainty in life behind death and taxes.
On average, identity theft costs individuals almost $5,000 to restore their credit rating and peace of mind. Businesses lost an estimated $5.6 billion as a result of fraud, and approximately 13 million Americans were impacted last year alone. Free credit score reports give a heads up your identity has been stolen. Then the real work starts, says Hugo Blankenship. He's an identity theft lawyer who says you have to do some paperwork before he can help.
So you still have to go through the process. You have to write the dispute letters. You have to send them out. You have to wait for the response to come back. And then you need to send them another dispute letter with even more information and documentation.
In short, getting back the identity you lost online requires snail mail and patience. The first step is reporting the theft to the police. Their report becomes evidence for credit agencies. Levin says these credit agencies and some bank and employer programs can help because identity theft has become harder to clean up.
So many forms of identity theft have become so much more sophisticated than ever before, and it has morphed into so many different types of identity theft that it's really beyond the ken of most people to understand what's happening and to know what you need to do in order to get yourself out of the mess.
Identity theft can also happen when you're at the hospital. Last year, 43% of all reported incidents happened there, according to Javelin Strategy and Research. So don't give out your social security number until you know you can trust a new hospital. Same goes for a job interview. Levin says an employer shouldn't require your social until you're hired. This may sound overcautious, worrying about taking online quizzes and giving out your social security number all the time isn't a fun way to live your life, but a startup called Distilled Networks is working to protect your data. Director of engineering John Bullard says bots can steal your personal data from websites by pretending to be you.
It can do anything that you can do logging into the website. It could log into your bank account and download all of your transaction history for the last 2 to 3 years, so they can really try and simulate who you are based on your buying history.
Distill works with businesses to make data safer. It differentiates bad bots like the recent Heartbleed virus from good bots like Google. Bots are programs that repeat a different task based on instructions or code. Last year, Distill found 2.2 billion bad bots.
By cutting out the bot vector and cutting out all of these easy-to-use automated tools, we make websites much safer.
Bullard says Distill is in a good position to protect users as the internet becomes more open. But in the end, consumer advocate Adam Levin says you still have to be careful how you share any personal info. He says identity thieves have a day job, and that's to disrupt yours. I'm Jack Howard, reporting for Radio America.